If someone has a healthy skepticism, that can be great because they can be motivated then to seek more information, gain more knowledge, and thus become more comfortable with these concepts. I like to tell people, as long as you are open to receiving a session through the experience of it, you will find the truth of it for yourself. And again, intention is everything. It is intention, my intention, to align and channel it to you, and your intention to receive it on whatever level you are open to it at this time, that makes the connection feasible. So yes, as long as we are aligning with each other energetically in this way, you will have some experience that validates it for you. So what are we talking about when we use the word heal? Can you have a Reiki healing session when physically you feel just fine? What is the purpose? The word healing may evoke images of being sick or injured. Many use Reiki for the deep relaxation it provides. Whether or not you have a physical symptom, it can be said that caring for your body this way, understanding the importance of bringing the body to balance and taking time to relax, is in itself healing. Used this way, energy healing can be a preemptive method, a practice of self-care for optimal health. Bringing the body to balance on subtle levels, as opposed to waiting for physical symptoms to appear, such as pain or anxiety, to loudly indicate something is off balance. So relaxation and keeping the body in balance is one reason you might have what is called an energy healing session. Reiki is just one method for connecting to universal life force energy that is available to all. There are many methods one can use to align themselves with this energy. So it's important to remember that. And to also remember that the Reiki practitioner, though sometimes referred to as the healer, is actually not doing the healing. They are the channel or conduit because they have expressly requested that this be so and have aligned themselves through specific methods, in this case, taught to them in the Reiki tradition. But it is source energy that is doing the healing, and this is the energy that is available to all human beings. I feel the most important thing we can do for our fellow human beings is to empower them with the knowledge that they have access to this healing energy just as much as anyone. So whether they choose to facilitate it through the Reiki tradition or any other method, it is the same energy we are speaking of. It is there for all, no exceptions. So just be wary of anyone who tells you otherwise. There is usually some political, economic, or religious agenda. People through the ages, this is often the story they will tell, is that they have the exclusive path or exclusive access to this. And this is not the case. This is the most important message in all of this. This healing energy, life force energy, is available to all, and you do not need to subscribe to any particular belief system in order to bring it forward. It is your birthright, period. Please do not let any person or any organization lead you to believe otherwise. We are energy beings having a physical experience. I sometimes use the term spiritual being, but I am referring to the light beings, the energy beings that we are. And it is my belief we chose to come into this 3D physical plane to have experiences and to learn from contrast. We chose not to remember the powerful beings we are, that we are connected to Source, we are Source, as we are a fractal of Source containing all that it is. But we chose this because we wanted to learn from the contrast, the illusion of being separate from this consciousness, this intelligence, the Creator, whatever term you wish to use, we are that. We are all on our own unique path, and all paths lead back to this knowing. But again, we came here for this experience, to experience contrast. And we have free will, which is an important element in all of this. So we have free will to make our own choices in all the many experiences there are to be had here. And within this world we have co-created here on this planet, so the culture we are in, the way society has perpetuated various belief systems and set up modes of living, we often become very far removed from the balanced light being we truly are. We live immersed in the energy field of stress. There is physical stress, such as accidents, injuries, falls. There is chemical stress, such as bacteria, viruses, pesticides, sugars in our foods, heavy metal toxins, and other pollutants in our environment. There's emotional stress from trauma, family tragedies we experience, loss of our job, worry about our finances, all sorts of traumas we may take on in our childhood and throughout our lives. So we finally realized, modern medicine now knows, that 90% of disease, the ultimate cause of dis-ease, is stress. It just manifests in the body, in various physical symptoms, and then we call it by whatever name we've come up with for that particular set of symptoms. In our modern day world, we often end up in a fight or flight mode for the better part of our days. Our energy that would normally be available to us to maintain and regulate a healthy system is being expended instead in stress mode in all the ways I just mentioned. It's the body out of alignment, out of balance. The body is amazing. It is able to heal itself. It is designed to heal itself, to bring itself to balance, if we cooperate and create the right circumstances to enable it to do what it naturally does. However, if we ignore the signals it is sending us, if we do not remove ourselves from toxic, stress-inducing environments, if we ignore the advice to connect with nature, to release and find balance, if we put added stress on our systems through the foods we eat, through chemical abuse, prescribed or otherwise, through toxic environments and relationships, all these things and more eventually can wreak havoc in our bodies. The immune system will do whatever it can for as long as it can to keep us going, because that is just how phenomenal our bodies are. The intelligence behind the scenes, so to speak. The intelligence that keeps us breathing without a thought, digests our food without us having to think about it. Everything is designed and in place to facilitate health. But we often don't think about ourselves that way. Instead, we have a very disempowered view of our bodies, our health, and our own personal power. We have been misled to believe we have little to no power over our bodies and our health. Our modern society, and those who wish to have power over others, economic and political control over the population, perpetuate the notion that disease is to be expected, that it is something that creeps up on us, as in the ravages of aging, or suddenly hijacks the unlucky ones. We see that in all the media, all the ads. Fear and stress are marketed to us every day, everywhere we turn. If we begin to see things differently, and quantum physics is opening up these ideas to the mainstream now, the knowledge that we are energy and everything is energy, all things are energy vibrating at a specific frequency. If we begin to open our minds to these concepts, it becomes obvious to us then that the energy we are exposed to, the energy we take into our body in the form of food, for example, is highly important. It is imperative that it be of the highest frequency possible, the most light and life force still within it, meaning, in literal terms, that it be as fresh as possible, as pure as possible, that it be in its whole natural form, not tainted with antibiotics, additives, preservatives, pesticides, not processed and refined. When we ingest all these chemicals and toxins, our bodies have to then go to work, and are overworked, trying to do damage control to eliminate all we put into it the best way it possibly can. All this creates stress on our bodies and immediately or eventually manifests in upset to the system, emotionally, mentally, and or physically. All systems can be thrown off and will be thrown off eventually if we continually bombard our system with low frequency fuel. So food and the purity of our water is highly important to our energy and the high vibrating frequencies we wish to have of health and happiness while we are residing in physical form in these body vehicles. We can also carry the burden of any number of stresses, as I've mentioned before, due to any injury or holding on to a trauma or belief system we took on at some point in our lives. Many things we take on in childhood, and they then reside as blocks of tension in our bodies until we identify and release them. They are blocking the flow, and this can be why we aren't feeling well, and we have no idea that it is because of something we picked up long ago. All these things and more may be addressed in a healing session.